This week on the River Morning Show weekly podcast.
Lager describes the flavor as similar to garden peas, with just a hint of sweetness and a smooth texture like a fresh bean. It's
that
sugar.
Sounds icky.
It's sugar snap peas.
It sounds great, Chad.
But they're imported. They're awesome.
Seriously, thanks for pressing play on the River Morning Show weekly podcast. This last week was a busy week for a lot of people. If you didn't realize or remember that Valentine's Day was this last week, you better run. Run as far as you can. Or maybe you don't even have to run that far. Just run to the nearest grocery store, because there are discount chocolates available for you. And they will be just for you, no one else. Because if you missed it, there's not enough chocolate to help that. So just enjoy the chocolates yourself and enjoy this week's River Morning Show weekly podcast.
It's that moment before the coffee hits. While you're still sitting in traffic.
I don't like those moments.
What are you saying?
I know. You're waiting for the caffeine to reach your brain.
One second. I'm still tired.
When your mind starts to wander and your thoughts start to drift, and all of a sudden,
ADHD.
You're just thinking.
Oh, goody. I like thinking.
Why would anyone choose to go big when the alternative is to go home?
Absolutely. What? Yes, because I'm there and I don't want to leave there.
I call you from my couch.
Just thinking, when an animal doesn't like me, it really impacts my self-esteem.
They don't have anything to go on besides my exact existence. And if they don't like that.
Just thinking, every machine is a smoke machine if you operate it wrong enough.
Yeah. I did that with the coffee grinder here at the station earlier. It's
Hannah knows that all too well with air fryers.
Just thinking. I hate when people say, that bug is more scared of you than you are of it. Did the bug tell you that?
You're experiencing a medical emergency. Quick, what's your next step?
Dial 911.
Uh-huh. No, wrong. You Google it.
No.
Not Google if it's an emergency, Chad.
Every time you Google it, or if you go to WebMD or whatever, you have cancer or you are on your deathbed. Like, literally, those are the answers.
I hate to side with Chad, but if it's not an emergency, yeah. I do Google it. But the word emergency here, Chad,
Well,
need to
I'm
remember.
Just saying, the average American's like, I'm going to Google it just to see how long I have.
Okay.
Just in case.
It's very dark.
The internet just released what most states Google most when it comes to their health. For example, Delaware wants to know how to get rid of hiccups.
Huh.
Florida wants to know what happens when you eat mold.
Ew. Right? That kind of adds up.
Georgia wants to know why they cough at night.
Georgia. It's all the tea.
Idaho, they want to know, is melatonin safe?
Huh.
People got trouble sleeping in Idaho?
Yeah, apparently. Michigan wants to know how much protein they need.
Just a little more, I guess.
Bunch of gym bros up there.
Yeah, that's
right. Yes.
Let's go max out.
Spot me, bro. Ohio, this one's sad. They want to know how to cure a broken heart.
Are you serious?
See, Michigan.
I didn't know football would cause such an issue.
Mm-hmm. Yikes.
It's just a little too soon for all of us, isn't it?
Well, it's that protein that the Michigan folks are eating.
Maybe Ohio needs more protein and less Buckeyes. Is there
You're not
protein
supposed
in Buckeyes?
To eat the Buckeye.
Yeah, those are
Chad. They're poisonous.
Poisonous nut.
Well, maybe that's our problem to begin with.
You've done all the prep, fine-tuned your resume, wrote the dreaded cover letter. Bless you, Josh.
Thanks.
Prepared a list of your strengths and weaknesses.
Is there a cat in here?
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm fine. And as you sit down in what could be a life-changing interview, the manager holding that clicky pen leans over and asks, if you were a dog, what breed would you be?
I hate that stuff.
A chihuahua.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Listen.
I'm not scary, but I got a big bark.
I need more time to be able to think about questions like that.
Well, it's that, like, how in the world does that reflect your leadership style and the 4 years of grunt work you've put in to get here? Those weird interview questions are on the rise.
They're the worst.
But to help you out, I have a list of some popular ones and why they may be asking you that question.
Ooh, so prep and reasons.
Yes.
All right.
First is, you've heard this before. If you were on an island and could only bring three things, what would you bring? They're asking this to figure out if you're creative and innovative.
Yep.
Okay. So are you going to bring a solar-powered generator?
I would honey cruller, berry cream.
We've already been down.
And I'm on a beach.
Wow, you would last so long.
This would be great. Okay.
Another popular question is, are you, if you're a new addition to a crayon box, what color would you be and why?
Did you just say crayon?
Crayon.
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 That's the first half of cranberry.
We're not having this discussion,
crayon.
Josh.
Crayon? Okay.
No, nobody
Josh
takes the time to say crayon.
Getting the job.
Crayon.
That's true. I just looked back at the boss and was like, crayon?
You said it wrong.
So creative answers could be glitter because you bring a big personality to the workplace. Or some say like a sky blue because you're calming.
Nice.
So your answer might show a little bit more about your personality.
Black. Okay. Midnight black.
And again, you may have heard amongst your friends, but they're asking this in interviews as well. If you could be granted superpowers, what superpower would you like to receive? You're being asked this to figure out your leadership ability.
Huh.
Would you rather be in the spotlight or behind the scenes?
I want to be invisible.
You know, so invisibility might mean that you're more of a behind the scenes worker.
I don't want someone eating.
Super strength might be
a snack.
The hero in the story. So you can share, what weird interview questions have you been asked? We'd love to hear how you handled it. 614-479-1049.
He is sitting down. I mean, Chad is, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Usually, if you find me, that's where I'm at.
Our,
sitting down. Sometimes laying
king,
down.
Our king, capital K, he is seated at the right hand of God. I think when we look at the world and we let all of the emotion twist and turn inside of us, we can project that on God. We know Jesus was human, so he felt all these emotions, so he must still be feeling them right now, right? Jesus is totally calm, totally in control, totally at ease. He's not frantically pacing, not looking nervously to the Father, wondering, how are we going to get out of this one, man? He's not calculating, not feverishly taking notes so he knows what to do next. Jesus has been given all authority, and he is seated, steady, and secure. And because of that, you and I can be steady and secure. We don't worship a God who wonders what's next. We worship a God who is already inside tomorrow, and he's going to take you and I through it step by step if we'll just let him. He's seated and relaxed, so we can too. Can you grab that paper, please?
Yep.
Top line, highlighted and underlined.
Okay. Snack tips with Josh.
Look out.
You can't do that here.
And generally speaking, it seems like anything goes in the U.S. when it comes to food. Half of what we eat isn't actually food anyway.
Yeah,
it's like sawdust or whatever.
Super true.
But I stumbled on a list of 30 foods that are banned in our country.
Really?
So to spare you the mundane, I have whittled it down to the 5 tastiest that you can't have here.
Okay.
Number 1, queen conch. It's
what?
A conch shell.
Like, yeah, from
it's
the
like
ocean.
It's like a snail, but you can like fry it up like calamari.
Interesting.
Yeah, you
okay
can't
with not
you
eating
to,
that.
You have to go to the Caribbean.
Why is that?
It's something about import laws and
gotcha
things. Okay. Next is Mondor. That is in France. It's a cheese.
We can't have a cheese?
Come on. And again, it would be bad by the time it got here. So you can't eat it because even though cheese is already mold,
I love cheese.
It would be worse or mold.
Do we not have like a refrigerated boat or something like that?
No, it's not
that
how it works.
Plane,
no,
air conditioner.
It's not. Next is we can't. These are foods banned in the U.S. that sound kind of tasty. Ackee.
What is ackee?
It's from South Africa.
Okay.
One food blogger. I had to look it up too, but it does sound tasty. One food blogger describes the flavor as similar to garden peas with just a hint of sweetness and a smooth texture like a fresh bean. It's
ackee
sugar.
Sounds icky.
It's sugar snap peas.
It sounds great, Chad.
But they're imported. They're awesome. Mirabelle plums.
You can't have a plum?
You can't have plums. These are only in France. The
France
second
has
one
such
from.
Good
they
foods.
Do. They do have it.
I can
it.
Just
and
hear
then,
them laughing at us. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And then plums.
The last one of 30 foods that you cannot have in the U.S. Your snack tips today are basically have a good travel agent. You have to go to Japan for this. It's Japanese puffer fish.
Huh. Oh.
The reason why, if you prepare it wrong, it can kill you.
No.
It absolutely can.
Does it swell up in your throat?
It starts to paralyze you.
Interesting. No. That's even worse.
Yeah, right. So
that sounds like a terrible idea.
In other news, I've got a secret dish over here, Chad. I'd like you to try.
I love it.
It is time to make unity popular again.
Ooh.
This is not a political conversation. It is meant to be, it's not even meant to be an encouragement for the community, okay? Here's what I mean. As a sports watcher, like many of us are, especially in Columbus with, you know, the Ohio State University and all of the different things that we are concerned about, ESPN, Fox, Warner Brothers, and Discovery are combining to create a sports streaming service.
One service to rule them all.
1,000%. That's what it is. And I think all of their stuff is still going to be on their own networks on cable, but you're going to be able to get it all combined. It's like Captain Planet from back in the day. By our powers combined.
Yes. Love that.
So all the best ideas are stolen ones. I want to see what we could come up with if it were combined would be better. I've got a couple of examples, a couple ideas of things I would actually love to see if they combined their forces. Honda and Toyota. Okay. Those cars would never stop working.
They would never.
Because they just go forever already anyway. We just call it a Toyonda.
Yes. Sure. Rolls right off the tongue.
A Toyonda.
Honyoda.
Ooh, Han Yoda.
Hey, all of a sudden, I think we're on to something here. This one floats.
I want one.
Yes.
Even if it's broken.
I don't even care at this point. Something else like Spotify and Netflix.
Okay.
Combine the two of those. You get audio and video.
Sure.
All in one. Because everyone subscribed to them both anyway.
I do. That's true.
Right? PlayStation and Xbox. I'm not so much into this. My kids would be like super excited because then they could play with all their friends who have a PlayStation because we have an Xbox. So they would be super thrilled about that. What would you combine if you could? Some things that you use or think would make it even better. 614-479-1049.
Hear me out. How about combining McDonald's and Dairy Queen?
Mm-hmm. Excuse you?
So that McDonald's actually has a functioning ice cream machine.
Yes, please.
Just a thought. Hannah. At least Dairy Queen, sell McDonald's your ice cream machines because
you're the hero we need.
Trying to solve some world problems.
It is a brilliant idea. It's exactly what I'm talking about.
Would you call that McWendy's?
Wendy's? I said what? Wendy's wasn't even in there.
Dairy Queen.
I wasn't listening. It's a superpower or skill that maybe you wanted to have as a kid.
Flying?
No,
X-ray vision.
Ooh.
Super strength.
The ability.
Mind reading.
Let me read your minds. Shh.
We just got shushed.
We did get shushed.
All right.
By me.
Yeah.
You should feel terrible about yourselves.
I'm not even mad at myself. I'm just disappointed.
Oh, what a day. The superpower of having a skill like Sherlock Holmes, where you can just walk into a room and read people immediately. Or like, I can see that you have powdered sugar on your lapel, engaging by the scent of donuts. And the fact that you're holding a Dunkin' Donuts cup, you probably went to Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes.
You're just a very observant person. Reading between the lines, though, sometimes can be dangerous and a little sketchy because you don't know the whole story. But me, I love reading between the lines.
It's where assumption happens.
The most dangerous place. I like reading between the lines of the Bible.
Ooh.
Because what I like to think about what happened.
I'm going to move over here so the lightning strike doesn't get me.
When they weren't jotting down what was happening. For example, Noah on the Ark. I'm assuming there's a lot of other things that happened on the almost year that they were there, and I just want to know exactly what happened. I fill in the blanks and imagine if Noah would have kept a captain's log, this is what we would know.
Noah and his family spent about a year on the Ark. These are the stories of what could have happened, with some embellishment. Captain's log.
Captain's log, day 44. Now, I don't think we broke anything, but the seagulls sound broken. That can't be natural.
Hannah, you mentioned a minute ago about some weird interview questions that can crop up.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know how the two of you may answer some of these.
Oh, boy.
So I did a little digging.
Okay.
And these are actual questions from actual companies.
Okay.
All right. So how would you answer this? Amazon asks their prospective workers this question. How would you solve problems if you were from Mars?
What?
I would answer it this way.
Hey.
Okay.
That's very useful.
That's how Martians talk.
Okay.
That's how Martians talk.
If I was from Mars trying to solve problems, I suppose I would have to first research how to solve problems on Earth.
Okay.
Because I would be solving problems differently on Mars.
Okay, good.
I don't know.
They asked that question to help the company see if the candidate can think outside what's traditional or typical.
Oh, I don't know if we hit the mark there.
Well, Chad's answer was very non-traditional or typical. There's a bunch of beeps and clicks.
All right. Did I get the job? I'm not sure.
No, not yet. Okay. Trader Joe's asks their prospective employees this question. What do you think of garden gnomes?
Garden gnomes?
You're like the Travelocity guy.
What do I think of them?
It's a gnome for me.
Aw, no, they're whimsical and cute.
I said it's a gnome.
Yeah, but...
for me. Okay, I like
so
gnomes.
You're for the gnome.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. So they would know you are punny.
Uh-huh.
And Hannah, they would know you like cute things.
They're whimsical.
All right. So this is intended to loosen up the candidate, see a glimpse into their personality, and see if they are a cultural fit. Chad, it's a gnome for me. All right. And then Trader Joe's, they asked this question. UBS, it's a Swiss bank. They ask, why are manholes round?
A Swiss bank. Okay.
Why are manholes round? Oh, wow.
You guys are not getting the jobs, by the way.
Well, I'm trying to think of how I would answer if I was the Swedish chef.
You and the noises.
The shrimpies.
I don't know, because if it's square, it's boring.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's round holes are for the big guys.
It's a good indicator of your candidate's intellect. I got bad
Apparently
news for both of you.
It would seem that it used to be more difficult to get the help that you wanted.
Hmm.
For example, if you're lost and you needed directions, it used to be more difficult because you actually had to stop and talk to a human.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Which is terrifying in some situations.
Hello, human, I'm lost.
And now,
shudder.
Being able to pick up your phone and literally have access to almost every single answer ever, if you just know how to ask the question, it almost negates, just like wipes it out, makes it unnecessary to stop and ask for directions or for help. Because for some people, asking for help is almost paralyzing. Let's say, I've got to go to another person and ask them something that is uncomfortable. I think of my oldest daughter. At the beginning of the year, she started a new middle school, and she was concerned about knowing where to go on her very first day.
Aww.
And I remember telling her, well, you've never been in the building, so you won't know where to go.
Right.
But you can know where to go if you ask somebody how to get there on the second day, on the third day. A week and a half later, you'll probably still need help to find that one class. And so the second day of class, she feels a little bit better about it. But the problem that you and I face is if we're interested in or want to know something a little bit more, if we don't find that answer on the internet, typically I'm like, well, I'm done. I'm not asking anybody. I'll never know this ever again.
It's in the Lord's hands.
Exactly. And so actually getting back to a point where you can stop and ask for directions or ask for help is wildly important because after all, it'll help you get to where you want to go a little bit quicker. And maybe you've been listening to The River for some time or you've been hanging out with that one friend who says he loves Jesus and you've got more questions and you're not sure what to do or where to go, but you've Googled some things and you're not really sure, it's okay to ask for help. Because this is what I know. When you ask somebody else for help, the person that you're asking almost always feels good about being asked for help.
Yeah.
So not only are you helping them feel good, you're empowering them to be helpful, but you're also getting the information and the help that you need and or want. So today, don't let the fear of asking for directions stop you from asking directions. And if you don't know who to ask, the River Chaplains, which you can get connected through the River's website, it's riverradio.com. They would love for you to ask them. They have, if not answers, they know where to find them. So ask today. Be the first person in line. You can find help at riverradio.com.
What's the number for 911?
It's a solid question. What is the number for 911? If it's an emergency, that's the number you call.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
If it's not an emergency, it's not a medical, like, uh-oh moment, mm-hmm. you call mom. But if mom doesn't answer,
it's sure.
Google it.
Oh, yes.
And they recently released on the internet all of the top searched and Googled questions when it comes to medicals based on the state that you live in. So Ohio, we wanted to know, can you die from a broken heart?
That was so sad.
It is. It is. And it's the saddest one of all of them.
I feel like our state needs a hug. It's like that. Seriously. Elmo question. It's like, yeah. How's everybody doing? Not great, Elmo.
Yes,
not great.
100%. Wisconsin wants to know why their eye is twitching. They're okay. Like more cheese.
Okay.
North Carolina wants to know what happens if they drink too much water.
You float away.
Hmm.
Solid question.
Mm-hmm. Probably, yep. Yeah, it's probably that
can
seawater.
Can you drown your internal organs?
I think so.
Yeah. Can you really?
Yeah. You don't want to drink too much water.
Careful. All right.
Which is why I drink no water. Unless it comes in coffee, that's my mm-hmm. line.
Your pendulum has swung a little too far the
Are
other way.
Are you from Wisconsin? Because your eye is twitching.
Okay, that's another problem. Marilyn wants to know what happens if you swallow gum.
That is so hard to do. Like the last time I was like, I know where to throw this. I'm trying to make myself swallow it. My brain's going, no.
Why?
You don't want to do that.
You absolutely do not. The thought that went through your head is wild.
Yeah, but okay. I did.
But it goes through your system so fast, so it doesn't stick around like your parents told you when you were lied to as a child. Yeah,
they said it was 7 years. Anyway.
West Virginia, they wanted to know how to stop snoring. Mm-hmm. And they didn't specify who they're trying to stop from snoring, them or mm-hmm. someone else.
Anyone. Mm-hmm. Anyone.
Oklahoma asking a question I'm not sure you need an answer for. How much coffee is too much?
No, that's not. It's the same amount as water. If all of your water is coffee, then that's too much.
And this one might be the best question of all. And if we don't get an answer for this one, man, I don't know what humanity has. Google, please answer this. Kentucky wants to know, can you live without a spine?
Oh, no.
Wacky, waveable, and
question.
Everyone sounds like this. The goodness of God. We so often focus on the bad. I don't know what it is about humans. It's something like one bad experience, you need 10 positive ones to drown out the bad one, or whether it's a compliment versus a someone's not as constructive criticism. Mm-hmm. We always remember the tough stuff. We focus on the questions we have about God and the whys that we have that don't have an answer we like. But as that song says, let it sink in. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. That's what's true. And what's real. God is good all the time. Mm-hmm. Make no mistake, the world is broken. We are broken and things are a mess. But He has provided a way back to Him through His Son Jesus, through His own personal sacrifice. By giving up His life, we go from death to life. That is the goodness of God.
All right, if you've made it this far, really good news. You are probably a fan of the River Morning Show weekly podcast. It happens weekly, by the way.
Every week.
Every single week. So if you've made it to this point of the show, there's no golden egg, there's no like major prize, but would you do us a favor? It is going to be about us, and this is going to be a weird request, but would you like and rate the show wherever you're listening right now? Because nobody wants to listen to like a 1-star show. Would you rate it like 5 stars or something? Like that's a high, like 4.5 over 4?
And yeah, it's a 4 above would be fine. I don't want to ask for perfection.
Yeah.
Peer pressure, but also if that's the way you feel, let it be known.
Hey, you're invited to listen to the recording of this podcast live.
How? Where?
It's simple. You can share every weekday morning with Josh, Chad, and Hannah on 104.9 The River in Columbus, Ohio, or online at riverradio.com.